I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee, infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Charging. What's poppin', people? We are back in the building. Hey, she is on quiet right now. What's
good? Well, I mean, I was gonna let you run it.
Okay, cool. All right, listen, y'all. We are going different this year. We going, man. We starting the year right. Of course, you see me with shorts on. It's hot out here in Houston. It was 81 degrees a day, y'all. Yeah, man. And we just chilling right now. So anyway, listen, y'all, I ain't going to prolong the time. We got a superstar in the building who's going to run the show today. He's going to run this portion of the show. I mean, when I say superstar, he is known all over the tri-state area, getting ready to be world renowned.
For sure. Talk about
the spit poet of spit poets.
Yeah,
this is the guy. We had him on here before. He's definitely a part of us now, and he's gonna run the show today, man. So we're gonna introduce him so that he can tell y'all what he gonna do today.
Yeah.
Baritone.
Yeah.
What's good, family? What's going on?
What's happening?
Jay, Lady Free in the building. I appreciate y'all pulling up on your boy at the media block, man. It was good to see you guys there, man. It felt like home seeing y'all there. Absolutely. Y'all was close, too.
They felt like them seats was for us, man.
Because
it was nowhere to sit. And it was like, we got seats for y'all. Yeah. It's like, oh, we right in the front.
Right. I saw the beard. I looked up, I was like, there go the beard.
Yeah, man.
So, man, Happy New Year, you know.
Same to you, man.
Happy New Year to all the people who are watching as well. You know, I haven't seen you guys since last year.
That's right.
So, you know, I felt like, you know, people should know you guys. And for those that do know, it's fine. But for those that don't, you know, I want them to get to know you guys. So I'm nosy. And I figured maybe somebody else out there is nosy like myself. And I want to ask questions because I see how well you guys work together.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to just talk about, like, the beginning. So we gonna be caking today. So, you know, this is more to the story. M-O-O-R-E. This is very interesting. More to the story.
I like that.
Yeah.
So if you don't mind, even if you do, I'm going to be asking you guys some questions about, you know, how you met or whatnot, right? So let's talk about it. So,
All right. this is crazy.
So how did you guys meet?
Well, we met. I'm a musician.
Right.
I was playing. I got hired at this church. And she was actually the choir director.
Oh, okay.
So I had to meet her over the phone. So we had a conversation. It was another lady. I forgot her name. What's her name? Speed. No, something like that.
Yeah.
Sister Speed.
Okay. Sister Speed. Or something like that. I forgot his name, but anyway, she was like the president and she was the director. So I had to call him, you know, kind of get the information on what we were going to be going forward because I was the new musician coming in. And she didn't tell me this, but when I called on the phone to talk to her, she said, "That'd be funny if that's my husband."
Wow.
Yeah. I was talking to the lady.
Yeah, she was talking
to
the lady.
It was our joke. It was our joke, right?
Yeah, that'd be funny if that's my husband. So when I got to the church, you know, when I finally met her, she had on a robe. She had on some French coffee stockings.
She had on French coffee stockings.
I was like, who's this? Did I say she prettier here, but everything else, like, what is?
I was covered up.
Yeah, she was virtuous. She was past virtuous.
Modest. She wasn't like that.
She was past virtuous. Right. She was heavenly. No. She wasn't flesh colored.
I didn't have on the flesh colored. But no, okay, so basically.
Hold on, wait, I'm not finna tell. Hold on, hold on.
She got you. It's her turn. So
thank you, because I'm supposed to bring it on in. Okay. Okay, so basically, when he first got there, he was like most musicians. He was real fugazi. Mm-hmm. You know. Ooh. So he on the phone. First of all, when I met him, I'm Jesse Moore. Because, you know, he known in New York. Uh-huh. He played with a lot of artists. So he came to Atlanta with a fur coat on.
Oh, okay.
Talking about, I'm Jesse Moore. And I'm thinking, like, we don't know you
fur
here.
Coat like Sweet Daddy from a Good Time.
Yes, he had a mink coat on.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And here I am. He didn't know my backstory, but when I first got to the church, I did not have church clothes, mm-hmm. and this was my first time being at a Baptist church. So when I first got there, I had what I could wear. I had like a little skirt, came a little bit above my knees, so the women in the church decided to dress me.
Oh, okay.
And because I was trying to be obedient and in order, mm-hmm. they bought me this long one piece. This long one piece black, because every the choir had to wear black a lot. So, you know, mm-hmm. and then they bought me some shoes, you know, with the rubber heels on it.
Wow.
And I think they was
kitten heels,
man. Those
no,
those
they wasn't kitten. They
Lucille
was thick,
Ball.
Those
were Lucille Ball shoes.
Yeah, oh wow,
Ricky Ricardo.
Oh wow.
But I know, love I Lucy. Wore them. I wore them because, you know, what else was I gonna do, right? And when he came, he was this guy, you know, from New York, and I wasn't checking for him because I was going through stuff in my life,
right?
You know, so I don't give dudes my numbers like that either.
Mm-hmm.
I had to give him my number,
right?
Because he's the, you know, guy coming in and I have to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
We just start talking on the phone about music, and all of a sudden we start, you know, he have a way of like bringing conversation on into other stuff.
Uh-huh.
It was nothing, you know, intimate, but we was just having conversation and we got to know each other.
Uh-huh.
He started bringing me home. I didn't have a car. Nobody wasn't really offering like that, but one person to kind of take me and my son home.
Right.
So he's like, I'll take y'all home.
Bet. Cool. I like
she
that.
She was the choir director.
Yeah.
Directing the choir, coming to rehearsal, and everybody would pull off like, all right, bye. And wow. left out there. I was like, you in the church and everybody wow. just leaving you out.
Man,
but
crazy.
It was one person that was willing to take me home every rehearsal, but
when he wasn't in his feelings.
When he came, I felt good about the fact that, you know, I had at least somebody that was gonna take me home and I didn't have to worry about nothing else but him taking me home.
So let me ask you this. How did y'all get to the first date?
It really wasn't the first date. It was just, we can't even say we started dating because we had a friendship.
Nice.
The friendships, yeah, because when
so
we started
dating,
no, we was always out. We would, because
okay.
after we would leave church, we would just ride and start talking.
We just ride.
And we kept talking, and we talked
listen
about
music,
everything. And the conversation led to more conversation because it was like a space that was created for us to be able to
nice.
Share what we were going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it was similar. And I always say this, like, sometimes it's not good to get with somebody to have common trauma with you. But the trauma that we both had, it wasn't like a level of comfortability for the both of us because we didn't like the place that we were in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It was like we knew we were better than where we were, but the point was, it was like we were
in the process of healing.
Yeah, we were process
better.
Of healing, yeah. and with talking to each other
about it,
we were actually really ministering to each other at the same time.
Nice.
So that's, it was like,
yeah.
So dating, it was like, let's just go here. Let's just go to Applebee's,
because we wasn't trying to be together.
Yeah, we wasn't even trying to be together.
Nice.
I was guarded.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because
wow.
at the time, I was homeless.
Okay, wow. Yeah.
Homeless not meaning living under the bridge. I was homeless, like 2 years homeless, like living with whoever would let me sleep at their house.
Nice.
Faking the funk, putting on a facade, because I'm at the church, praise and worship leader, choir director, every smiles, hey, how y'all doing, everything. But when I left, I was broken.
Mm-hmm.
He saw the brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
So he offered to help. And sometimes because I was living with my best friend at the time, I wasn't going to invite him into her house.
Right.
So God never left us an opportunity for us to be alone anywhere.
Wow.
Like in that setting. So he'll drive me home and we'll sit under the car, little port thingy, and just talk
till
like 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock and don't even realize it's that late. We done sat and we got there, mind you, now 11:30. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and we just dang, we was still, all right, I got to go.
So I respected him because he wasn't trying to get anything from me. He was there to, it appeared to help me. Then he start becoming like a protector.
Right.
Yeah.
So when did you know? When did you know? When you just like, when did you know that she was the one?
I didn't know. This is funny. I didn't know she was the one until she was gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know she would, because I was so caught up in what I was going through. I didn't see her. I mean, I saw her, but I didn't see who she was to me until she was gone, because she was everything that I looked for in a woman. And then the crazy part was, when she was gone, I was dating, and everything I was looking for, it was in her.
She was looking for me.
I was like, I'm looking for my best friend, and nobody could understand that. It was like, I want to marry somebody who's my best friend. I already had that. I don't want to marry somebody who understands how to cover and how to pray and stuff. It was her. So I didn't know she was the one until she was gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I thought she was never coming back. So I tried hard to replace her. It just didn't work.
Even the way I used to touch his head. He actually tried to get a girl. He was like, I need you to rub my head.
Yeah.
He was like, no, not like that. Okay, no, trying to get me.
Yeah. Cause what happened, like, I had a situation at the time with my son and his mother at the time. And I would be arguing on the phone with her. Oof. And she would like rub my head.
A vein pop out right there.
And she would rub my head and calm me. Like, it was like the argument would, okay, I got you. You know what? I mean, and I hang up and just,
right.
She rubbed my head, and it was like, oh my God, it would send me into orbit. And I tried to get somebody to do that. And it was like, no, not like that. You got to do it like, that's, you know,
she said,
it.
Who you trying to get me to like, be like?
Right.
Yeah,
right,
it was right, me. Right.
So when did you know? Was there a knowing for you?
Oh, I fell in love with this guy. But we went through a lot in dating because we were both broken and we just needed to break up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we broke up, I vowed never to talk to him again, ever. We weren't together for 3 years.
Three years.
I refused because he was too done, and I was, he took my glow away. I was glowing. I was like, and he made me gray out because he stressed me out so much. And with the stuff he was going through, mm-hmm. I understood it, but I didn't know how to help him. And mm-hmm. I tried. Oh my God, I tried. And once we broke up, it was done. But it just so happened, when you asked how did we meet, it was two times that we met.
Oh.
That's why I was about to say, which time? After those 3 years, my son went off to college. Me and my homegirl went out to this place because he used to always play in Atlanta, like doing live music. We used to go watch live music. So everybody in that scene knew him. I went out to the scene, hadn't been with him for 3 years. So I'm out and somebody said, hey, what's up? So they knew me through him. Well, how Jesse doing? It's like, oh, he good. I'm not going to explain it. He good. And somehow he came back to my thought. I kept his number in my phone, though, because I wasn't going to not have it in there and be like, dog, who is this? And make a mistake and answer it.
Right.
Out of curiosity. Yeah, I kept it in there. And for some reason, I looked at my homegirl and I said, I'm going to call Jesse. And she was that chick enough to say, do it.
Oh.
Now, mind you, I deleted her number.
He did it wrong.
I deleted it because I would keep calling her. I wanted to talk to her. That was my friend.
And goodbye. I swiped
him. She wouldn't answer you. I said, you know what? So that I don't even call her no more.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me be done with it. So I deleted her number.
Wrong move. Because when he saw my number pop up, he was curious and he was like, who is this?
I knew the number. I said, I know this number. Who?
Because
I had, crazy part was, this is funny.
Oh my goodness.
I was dating. I was engaged to somebody else.
Wow.
Totally engaged. Because after them 3 years, I had got my own place. I was doing good for myself. I got time to spend time with myself. So when I found out that I really wasn't this bad dude, because I was in a prior marriage that was, it was hard.
Right.
It was very hard.
Mm-hmm.
And she left. Mm-hmm. So, but I wasn't going to leave my son. But anyway, long story short.
That's a whole nother story.
But anyway, I got time to spend time with myself and found out that I wasn't this bad dude. So, you know, I'm learning myself. I'm loving myself, spending time with myself. Got my place. Had a nice little law spot. So I'm dating now. I'm ready to date because, you know, I've been spending time. I took like 6-7 months to really find out who I was. And then I started dating. I went on Match.com. I'm building a whole.
Okay.
Yeah, I went on Match.com because I said, I don't want to go out there. Let me profile this and look and just make sure.
Right.
You know, it takes all the way out. You got to conversate and find out about the person when they have to put the whole profile in. So if it matched with what I was looking for, then I'll hit up. But anyway, I was engaged. I met somebody on Match and was engaged to her because I was ready. But we had a bad breakup. So that night,
she broke up.
Yeah, like she broke up with me, but broke up like broke my TV. Like
oh.
Broke up.
Put all
sound like that poem I did.
Yeah. She broke my TV. She put bleach on all my clothes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Scratched up my keyboard. Like, oh man, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So I was in a dark place. So I went to rehearsal. I had a rehearsal at a church. And I was talking to them. It was just me and the choir director there at the time. And I was talking to her, trying to get her to come because she was married. So I was like, dang, yo, what do I do? And she had nothing for me. She couldn't tell me nothing. And I was like, oh, okay, I got to go home. All right, let me just go. And when I looked at my phone, I had a missed call. And I looking at the number, I was like, it ain't Shamiki, because that was her name. It ain't her. Who the heck is this? And I was like, I know this number. And I was like, dang, you know, dang, nah. I'm sitting here struggling. Wait, who? You know what? Stop struggling. Call the number back. I called it back. It was her.
Yeah.
And I knew her because the first thing she said, Sharon. Because that she would call me. She always called me by my middle name.
I called him by name.
And when I heard her voice at that time, it totally like eliminated the dark place that I was in. Just by hearing her voice.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah. It was like.
He was like. You would
call You would me. Call me right now, like while I'm in this dark place. And I'm like, Lord, you just set this up.
Nice.
I'm like, God, you set this thing up.
And wow. I had recently broke up with my son's father. We tried it the second time. It didn't work.
Okay.
So I had recently broke up with him a few weeks back. So that's why I was out. Because I was just like, I'm not finna sit in this house. And it was almost like a divine setup.
Nice.
So he asked, he was like, you mind if I come see you? I'm like, sure. Because we out at the spot. He came through. He was looking good. I was like, oh my God. He had this sweater on that kind of like had that thing Talk doing that it. Right there. Yeah, I was like, thing. Ugh.
How was it doing? You said it was doing
that. Right. It was doing like that right now. And so I told my homegirl, I said, girl, he here. Act normal. So we both was like, you know, acting like we ain't see him. He came through. You know, it was that movie scene type thing. He came through. He was looking and he saw me. And I saw him see me at my peripheral. And I stayed calm because I was looking good, too. I had gained my confidence back. I was doing me, you know. He came over and we had a blast. We talked. We laughed.
Yeah.
He didn't want to like end it. He was like, I don't want to end.
Because she was with a homegirl. She was with a homegirl.
He said, you want to do something else after this? And I'm like, sure. So we talked. We had a great time. We talked about things that hurt us from our past because we was both healed. So now it's like, dude, why did you cheat on me? I came with it. And he said, all right, this why. And we talked about things that really matter. And I told him, I said, yo, I love me. I just want to be me. So if you could deal with that. And then I told him I'm dating other people. I just wanted him to understand this is what I'm dating. This is dating. I'm dating other people. So he was like, I'm dating other people too.
Okay.
So therefore, we didn't have to lie to each other. We could be friends again. Nice. And that's what we were, friends.
Nice. That's beautiful, man. I love stories like that because I feel like there's this thing that, like it says, a relationship that hasn't been tested can't be trusted.
Ooh, I know.
And so, like, that speaks, you guys, that speaks volumes, man. Do we have anybody on right now?
Yeah. It's a couple of people.
Anybody?
Shalanya Jennings, thank you for tuning in. Yeah, D. Man. Curry, what's going on, my guy?
Hey, y'all.
My brother-in-law, Fred. Yeah.
Yeah, we talking about more to the story.
More to the story.
I'm in their business, man. So if y'all want to know what's up. So now, let's have a little fun now. I got some questions.
Okay.
Then I want to ask you guys. So, I'm going to ask you a question about him that you have to answer and vice versa, right?
Okay.
And you'll catch it as we go, right? So the first question is, if you lost him in a supermarket, where's the first place you'd look in a supermarket? Where would he be in a supermarket?
If I lost him in the supermarket.
Where's the first place you would look?
The first place. I was going to say over where to buy the wine.
Buy the wine? Okay, buy the wine.
Get a good bottle of wine.
What, is that true? Okay, what about her?
she would be in the peanut section getting her some trail mix.
probiotics.
Yes, I look at the snack section.
Okay, yeah, good. That's good. Good. So, let's see. What's the one thing that he does that makes you feel safe?
Oh, he protects me.
Protects?
He makes sure I know it too. Like, example, we were at a particular ministry and he felt like that somebody, a male, overstepped his bounds and he stepped right in. He don't let me walk on the side of the street. He said, "Babe, get over here."
Mm-hmm.
It's like he does things like that to help me understand. I got you. I'm right here.
Right.
I'm the one. I'm the guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Yeah. That's dope. What about you?
She covers me spiritually. She covers me in prayer consistently, and she's consistent with her prayer life. So I trust her spiritually. I trust her words when she tells me something good for me to improve in the calling that God called me to be.
Yes.
So she's that she makes that a very great safe space.
Okay. So what's the, I'm on you now. What's the most attractive thing that she does without realizing it?
She completes my sentences. So
oh, yeah,
and literally she does.
Uh-huh.
Like she knows what I'm going to say before I finish it.
Right.
She already knows it.
Right.
It's boom. Like we are one. Like we've become one. Like
become.
Yeah, we've become.
Right.
The Bible said the two shall become one flesh. We've become one. So she knows. She knows what I'm thinking. She knows if somebody tell her your husband did this, she already know that ain't even him.
Right.
That ain't even him. Nice. And that's. Yeah, she knows who I am.
That's good. Right,
so that's very, I've never had that.
Right. And?
Okay, say the question again.
So what's the most attractive thing that he does without you realizing it? Without him, without, you know.
Okay. So he's his lips, right?
Uh-huh. Talk about it.
I like getting little kisses, like, so. He does this thing with his lips where it's like all the niceness I get to enjoy. Like when I kiss, it's never a pullback and like.
It's intentional.
Yeah. And I love that. Like he gives me him intimately without, you know, it being sexual. He drives, like when he's driving, I'll reach over to his hand and he'll immediately put his pinky out.
Yeah.
And I grip the pinky with my pinky and we just ride like
that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's like he never like pulls back from me. It's like his pinky just comes out and I'm just like, yeah, that's cute to me.
Nice. I like it. So you guys are both musically inclined.
Yeah.
What's a song that makes you think about him?
Back in the day, it was Leandria, Better Days.
Better Days, okay.
Yeah, because I knew it was coming.
Okay.
Just didn't know when or how. Now, Come Back to Me.
Gotcha.
Well, the song that comes to mind is actually one of my favorite songs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Chaka Khan, Through the Fire.
Through
the fire, through the limit, through the waters, for a chance to be with you, I gladly risk it all.
To whatever come what may.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My
for the chance of loving you.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, there you go. I go all the way.
Down.
Through the fire.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
I love that song because, and I know it, that's his favorite song. Because when we weren't married yet, the Lord forgave us. It was Valentine's Day, our first Valentine's Day together, and I did the works. I had the balloons hanging from the ceiling, everything.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee, infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. Right now, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Came to my house and I had the whole playlist, but I asked the playlist to come from songs that was connected to that song. Do you know that that's the night he prayed with me? That's the night he said, we already did the sex thing. He said, I don't want that from you. Nice. I cried.
Nice.
I cried because I was like, wow, because I thought that's what you know, we back together, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to give myself. He was like, nah, we already did that. Yeah. He said, we good at that. He said, let's do something different. He said, nice. I want to get to know you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was good. That night.
Mm-hmm. That was solid. Yeah.
So
man.
Instead of getting it that night, I got it in the morning because yeah. that made her want me more.
Well, God forgave us. Like right. I said, we was in sin.
Right. So, question.
Okay.
Who tells the best jokes?
Me.
We both do.
No, babe.
We both do.
No.
Okay.
I think I execute a little bit better.
Uh-huh. She just do it more than I do.
Got it.
That's it. But we both can tell good jokes.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask you this: does he prefer cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Yeah.
What about her?
Dogs.
Okay. So you're both dog people. Okay. Who takes longer to get ready?
Me.
His eyes did the thing. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I be fussing at her. Let's go. Right. I be almost, and I don't like being late.
So I get up a little earlier.
Mm-hmm. And the crazy part is she get up earlier than I do. And she still be late.
Come out of the past. I don't do that anymore, do I?
You did it Sunday.
I guess you still do. So here you go. So, and then this is for the other person. I want you to answer for him. You answer for her. If he had a superpower, what would it be? If he could have any superpower, what would it be?
His superpower would be to make you laugh when you're in a sad moment, to bring out some laughter,
to bring joy.
Yeah, gotcha. He won't let you stay sad.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, he'll be something weird.
Be something weird. Wouldn't laugh. Be like want to fly or nothing. He just want to make it good.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think it'll be telepathy, cause so she don't have to get up and move things. She'll just clean the house by just doing
right,
this.
Right.
Oh, so that's what we doing? Okay, wait. I didn't understand the question.
You answered it the way you wanted.
I didn't understand the question.
Move them clothes and hang them up, but I'll be getting up.
So who's the most competitive?
I think I am.
I think he is. I'm slick competitive.
Got it.
Yeah.
No, she, because when it comes, like if it comes to us, she'll back up. She won't compete. But me, I gotta be on top of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Who snores the loudest?
She does.
Oh, oh no, sir, not lately. Okay, I might snore, but he kicks. If you ever see a bruise on me, he kicks. He fights in his sleep.
Uh-huh.
He talks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll take a little snore.
Okay, so you snore the loudest. Okay. Let's see. What's the first place y'all went on vacation together?
Florida.
Panama City, Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was our honeymoon.
Nice. And,
no, was it? Was it? No, it was our first year anniversary.
Something like that. I don't remember.
And he said, "Babe, I got a dope room." He showed me the. Oh my God!
You know the crazy part was with that trip.
The room was amazing.
I had booked the room in Panama City. I'm thinking, right. Okay, boom.
That's
so
what I was going.
When we go to, because we was in Atlanta at the time, so we drove. It was 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get there, I'm like, "Where's the hotel?"
No, babe. I think you didn't even let me go to the period because I was going to tell that story.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't. No, we didn't get there. We got in the car. At the house. He said, "Babe, put in GPS so we can get there." It's at 23 hours. Something like that. He was taking me to Panama City. Panama.
Panama.
He booked us a... So So I'm like, oh my God. So of course we didn't get that beautiful room.
Yeah,
then.
We didn't get that beautiful room that we were supposed to.
But we still went.
Because it was booked up. And it was like during spring break.
And we still went. And it was like, it wasn't, we they had a room for us on the beach. It was, we did get a room, but.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That is hilarious.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was like, yeah, put it in. We about to leave. See,
he was
this
so
supposed
hyped.
To take
he
5 hours. It said 23 hours. I was like, what the?
We can't even call get it? There wow. by car.
I was like, what call it? It was like, this Panama, for real.
Panama City, Panama.
that's a difference. 5 hours and 23.
Yeah. A big relieved. Difference, man.
He's like, I'm going big. To try these five. That 23 is going to be a whole day. Man, that's crazy.
Anything over 5 hours, I'm flying.
So, okay, that's good. That's a funny story. That's funny. What is his favorite dessert to order at a restaurant?
Okay, he don't really eat dessert like that, but it'll be banana pudding.
Banana pudding. What about hers?
Key lime.
Key lime pie, baby. I didn't know if he was going to get it.
Yeah. Key lime.
I like key lime pie.
Yeah. Okay. Has your partner ever ridden in a helicopter?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I have.
I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. No.
New York City.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Okay. Who's more of a party animal?
He is.
Mm-hmm. No.
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 What do you mean?
Party animal means like you. I go, but I won't like be the animal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can be a party goer. It's a difference between a party goer and a party animal.
More of. So like let's take it down. Just take the animal out of it, right?
Thank
Who
you.
Would be more likely to attend a party between the two of you guys?
Well, in our younger days, it would be me.
He'll go, but when I go. I have a good time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, next question. Y'all liking the question so far?
Yeah.
Have we got any comment? Anybody comment?
So far, so good. And if y'all have any questions y'all want to know,
for sure.
Ask.
Yeah.
For sure. Ask.
Yeah, sure. What was the first movie y'all saw together?
Oh, I don't know.
Let's go. Let's talk about it. Let's think about it.
The first movie we saw together.
Did we go to the movie?
Yeah, no, we did. We went here, but I think it was, no. No, that was it. The first one, because we took your mother and father to see that Denzel Washington movie.
Fences.
Okay.
Yeah, Fences.
But I don't know if that was our first one.
But that's the first one we could think of.
Yeah, that's the first one I can think of. You talking about going back? You're gonna be telling our age.
Right. Trivia time.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is your partner's favorite movie? Let's go.
Oh my goodness!
No, you can't this look at. Don't give it no good. Answer. Come on. Favorite
His
movie?
Favorite movie? Mm-hmm. Oof. He not a really, he not the Dallas Cowboys.
It's a terrible movie. It's a terrible
he
movie.
He not really a movie watcher?
I mean, I watch movies, but my favorite movie? I got a couple.
Yeah.
I like the Coming to America.
It's my OG. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah,
I love, I could watch that.
Me too. I watch it like it did just come on.
Yeah. I could watch that today.
Right.
So that's good to know.
Coming to America.
Okay, so what about hers?
It's not a favorite. She just likes type of movies, like them Hitchcock movies, all them Christmas type movies.
Like Hallmark?
My favorite movie is Harlem Night.
Harlem Nights. y'all Eddie Murphy fans then, okay.
I love Harlem Nights.
Yeah, like, even when that Eddie Murphy special came out, we was like, yo, this dude.
I watched that at midnight when it came out. Yeah.
He's one of the greatest.
Yeah, man. So who's the best cook?
Me.
Oh, she is for sure.
Yeah, she is for sure.
What's your favorite thing to eat that she cooks?
Whatever she cooks.
Oh, wow.
Because she can put, she'll take a piece of chicken breast and make it like a steak. You know, put some. She'll change. She'll take, cause she like grew up having to make meals with
put
nothing
together. Yeah,
like she, you know, because she, like I said, she was homeless at the time, so she had to. When she finally got around, she had to take what she had and make a meal out of it for her and her son. So it just, for some reason,
I needed him to understand he could still have cuisine even if we not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So she can take nothing and make it into something like a big meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She does that great.
Wow.
So I don't even touch
He can cook a mean burger though.
Oh, yeah. I can make them.
I'm trying to learn how to cook, man.
You don't know how to cook?
I know how to microwave. I'm an expert microwaver, but I promise I'll put it in that right temperature.
Learning that microwaving is not good for you though.
Yeah, well, I mean, I gotta survive. Not eating is not good for you too, so I had to make a decision. Right now,
I gotta make an executive decision.
Right. Okay, so that's a weird question. Was your partner, anyone of y'all had pets before?
Yeah, I did.
What was his pet's first name? What was the name of their first pet?
I don't know what his pet's name was. That was when he was young in New York. It was a Rottweiler, wasn't it? But I don't know the name. What was your Rottweiler?
Power.
Okay. Yeah. Power. I've never had a pet.
Yeah. I had a full-bred pit bull. Rottweiler.
Mm-hmm. That dog too big.
Wow. I remember when I was in Mississippi, that's where my family's from. There was this, my cousin was belling hay, and they had this Rottweiler watching, and I didn't see the Rottweiler. I've never seen a hay. You remember on Sandlot?
Yeah,
that's how the dog looked at me as a little kid. That dog head was my
exactly.
Size. And I said, ooh.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
He just looked at me. I looked at him. And he was just like, as long as you know, he ain't even growl. He was just like, yeah, I know. I could see your fear. I'm not gonna even growl at you. Just yet. Yeah.
That dog is way too big.
Yeah, man. Okay, so let's see.
Man, this is pulling out stuff that we did.
This helping me. I didn't know that was your favorite movie.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Coming to America. Put that in rotation.
Who's the best dancer?
She is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I got no motor skills.
For sure. She be teaching me on the dance floor.
Yeah.
She teach me.
Okay.
He used to be in the band. Well, he used to gig in Atlanta a lot.
Right. Playing a lot of the nightclubs.
And I made sure I used to be out there.
Between sets, she'd make, yeah.
This before we start even dating, I wanted him to see me, see the potential.
Okay, so let's see. What is your partner's shoe size?
12.
Okay. All right. Well, women don't like to tell their shoe size.
We're going
to leave that where it is. Okay.
42. She wears size 42.
So who is your partner's favorite singer?
Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh. Intro.
I played with Intro. Who's
your favorite singer?
I got a couple.
See?
Whitney Houston, Anita Baker.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm old school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love Whitney Houston. I loved her. Yeah, me and one of my best friends, we used to always go at it. He liked Anita Baker, and I loved Whitney Houston, and we used to always go back and forth and battle off of that. Who the best one? Huh?
Never heard these stories.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who said I love you first?
I think he did.
That's a good question. You don't remember?
Okay. I don't know who said I love you first, but I know who said I'm interested first. He did.
Mm-hmm. No, you did.
No, you did.
You did because you said this is my husband on the phone, so you was already.
No,
but
because
he didn't know that.
No. well,
no,
to tell the
because
truth.
Because Fantasia was in Atlanta playing the Wizard of Oz. Me and my homegirl was going out that night to the play at the Fox. You was on the phone, and you said, because he was trying to act like he was our brother at the time. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a big bro, right? He ain't even hardly know us. He goes.
But you had told me it before then.
No,
babe,
no. Mm-mm. Because you was on the phone and you said, what if I like somebody at the church? What should I do? I said, tell them. I said, oh, tell me who you like. And you said, you. You don't remember that?
Because she laughing at me in there.
You don't remember that?
Yeah,
he told me first. He was like, you. And I was like, what? Then that's when my eyes opened up to the possibility.
Oh, see? Look at you. Yeah.
Because it was a,
I was fully covered too, ladies, and he still saw me.
He had on that thing from the church. I wore that when y'all went out.
No, she was fully. She had them shoes on.
I did not wear that when we went out. You wore that when y'all went out.
You had them Lucille Ball shoes on
when y'all went out.
Them things had a bow in the front and
the patent leather, low heels.
Yeah. Don't laugh at she me. They definitely wasn't flesh colored. I tell you that
they was black. Yeah. That's right, black on black.
They were patent black.
What? Okay, I'm gonna ask y'all this. I'm gonna ask you this about him. Okay. Same thing, and vice versa. What would your husband grab first in a fire?
Me.
Other than you.
Oh. Mm. Other than me. What will he grab first? What will he grab first?
If you don't know,
that gray bag.
Nope.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, his girlfriend. iPhone-isha. That's true. iPhone-isha.
Where my phone at?
Yeah. iPhone-isha.
Okay. So,
what would she grab first?
Mm-hmm.
She would probably her pocketbook.
Oh, yeah, trust that. Yeah.
Her pocketbook.
Yeah.
She grabbing that purse. Yeah. Let me get my purse.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Interesting. So, man, I love the questions. I hope you guys enjoyed this, man.
Some
nostalgia, you know.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, man. Wanted to, you know, I felt like I said, man, I wanna tap in, man, because when you do that for the people who are tuning in, it's like, okay, now I have teachers to do this because I try to teach teachers transparency, right? Mm-hmm. The first acronym. So if you ever teaching anybody anything, I use the acronym called TEACH. Transparency. Empathy, accountability, consistency, and heart.
Yeah.
Right? So those are five things I teach. And when you're doing that for the people, you let them in because now if you're see-through, they can see you. You're transparent. If you're empathetic, they understand that you understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you have accountability, they're like, okay, well, if he's saying that to me, then he's holding himself accountable. If mm-hmm. you're consistent, they know what to expect from you. And if you're leading with your heart, they know that you care. And so those are that's how I teach, and that's how I maintain an audience as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when y'all saw me up there, I exercise those five things because I want to make sure that they can see me, seeing them.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it more, you know what I mean? And so like I feel like I wanted to, because you guys let people in, but I was like, I want the people to kind of like know about y'all because I was interested.
Yeah.
I love what you guys are representing, and I could see where it's going, and I'm glad that you allow me to be a part of it because I feel like this is a lost art. Authenticity is a lost art, and mm-hmm. I can tell that it's genuine, that it's real, and that you guys really are invested in the result of helping the people and reaching the people.
Yeah.
And so I can't wait to see what this year is going to bring to the table because the people need this. The people need this on, especially in these times. They really need people who really out here trying to help and not trying to help themselves.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man. So I appreciate you guys.
Man, we appreciate
tapping
you, man.
In with me, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, listen, y'all. We are honored because this guy, I tell you, he just did a show that was awesome, amazing. He could have called me to play, though. I would have played for you.
Listen, I know now.
I would have played for you.
Trust me. No problem.
No problem. I would have did it for you. Know. Hey. But he did. When I say the show was awesome, the place was packed out.
What was the name of the place
again? And he did his thing.
The Media Block.
The Media Block.
And it was him doing a solo. Normally, he's up there with a community, but he was up there by himself, man, and he was spitting. He did one piece where he was preaching, had the band, boom, boom. He was preaching and doing poetry. Look at Reverend B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reverend Baritone. And they're going to say, Pastor Jay, did I do all right?
Yeah,
I thought you were preaching for real.
Yeah.
I'm about to get up. Yay!
Yeah, man.
But it was awesome, man. So we are honored, man, that you even kind of share with us. And we gonna, if you ain't doing it after, man, we're going to ask you to stay, man, for the next segment,
cool.
man, as we talk about,
preparation.
What? Preparation.
Before I do.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm. Before I do. So.
Crip.
Yeah. So listen, y'all.
Hold on one second. I have to say something. As we end this segment, I want to say to you, we really appreciate you. Because we've been here in Texas for, what, 7 years? We came right before the pandemic happened, mm-hmm. A couple of years before the pandemic. And we tried to connect and build community and be a part of community here in Houston. Y'all real cliquish here, too. You know that?
Oh, yeah. That's why I stay away from
you. Nobody letting you in. So we were trying to do ministry in we've tried so many times, but it took you. We met you through Quincy. Mm-hmm. Then we met BJ. And it's like your presence alone opened up a whole community for us. And we fit. We've never fit in anywhere, to be honest. But that community is embracing us. And we appreciate you for that.
And I appreciate y'all, man. Just allowing me to. Finally, right? I'm a very... I'm the person that... I have friends in different pockets. Like that whole room, everybody there... was people who I personally invited. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a couple of people who I didn't know and maybe came with guests that I had, like mm-hmm. my boy B-Dot, who had his family there and sitting in the front. But other than that, I'm a person that has friends in different pockets, right? So I have poetry, people who I deal with in poetry. I have people who I just do life with, mm-hmm. and I have my poetry community, and then I have my actual family. Mm-hmm. And so I don't belong to anything, and you can't box me in.
Right.
And so because of that, And if you're not authentic around me, I'm going to annoy you.
Right.
Like when I first got to the stage, my boy was trying to mess with me. And I don't know if y'all heard me say, "What's up, Cedric?" Because I said, he's sitting right in front of me. He's about to try it. I got a mic, Cedric. You don't want to mess with me right now. I'm feeling real good about myself. Okay. And so he just kind of was like, "All right, I was like, that's what I thought. I bet you won't." Yeah. And so, yeah, man. So I appreciate the love, man. I love when I can see that people really are genuine about that. And then, you know, Dylan McHugh. Man, if you working with Quincy, Quincy people, my people, you know what I'm saying? So it's easy. That was easy anyway, just coming in, just off the strength of what he said.
Yeah.
But just like seeing what you guys have to offer and what you have to do, it was a no-brainer for me. And
wow.
I just love to connect people with other people because you guys got something coming up January 24th.
That's right.
Man, we're gonna have a therapist on this panel. We're gonna have a poet on this panel.
Yeah. That's right.
And it's gonna be great. We got Lavanya. I forgot her new last name, but we're just going to say Lavanya Tryon. I don't know. She's going to be mad at me if she watches this, but she just got married. Mm. And then we have She's So Cold, who's a poet.
Yeah.
And then we got Lady Free going to be on the panel. So, we're going to be at the Art Room HTX January 24th.
That's right.
The flyer will be up soon. It's going to be a good look. BJ O'Neill will be the moderator.
That's right.
And we're going to have a good time. Guess what else is happening on that day? Overcoming Me, the book release. So y'all got to come get the book. Y'all got to come tap in with us, man. Right. We're doing a lot of big things in 2026. We starting out January.
We're going to end this segment, y'all, and we're going to be back in about 5 minutes when Zane's going to come on with us. So, yeah, listen, I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your man's baritone.
Absolutely.
We'll see you in a couple of minutes, y'all.
Peace.
Thanks for watching.